Nathan Frazier Show, episode number 85, Why Alex Jones is a Marketing Genius. All right, here we go.
Mixing business with politics. This is the Nathan Frazier Show.
Alex Jones is a marketing genius. So I know that might be a little bit inflammatory, and I'm going to explain. He's got a very niche audience, I don't know the word, but he's made millions, probably, I don't know about billions, but lots of money. And you can hate on him all you want, but he's doing something right. And that's what this episode is going to be all about. So let's jump into it. Free Market Squad, in the place to be. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to hang with me. My name is Nathan Frazier. I am the high priest of propaganda. And you, more importantly, you are the Free Market Squad. And today we're going to be talking about Alex Jones and his marketing genius. So let's just jump right into it. All right. So we're going to talk about three things that Alex Jones does right that most people think that he's doing wrong. But from a marketing point of view, he's doing it exactly right. So a little bit of pre-framing before we jump into the show. I'm not an Alex Jones fan. I don't hate him. I don't love him. I don't worship him. I feel the same way about Alex Jones that I feel about most mainstream media news heads. And the things that I'm going to be talking about today that apply to him also apply to CNN, Fox News, all the major news pundits as well. And so they don't specifically apply to him, but he does a fantastic job at these particular things. And it's easy to make connections between what he does because he goes so far above and beyond what the average person does when it comes to marketing his message. So he's a great example. He makes a great example of this. So that's the only reason why I'm picking on him today. Again, though, I'm not a fan of him. I'm not a hater of him. I am kind of in that middle ground where I think some of the stuff that he says it makes sense and some of the stuff that he says is just completely outlandish. But yeah, that's the little bit of pre-framing. So here's the three things that Alex Jones does that most people hate on him for, but from a marketing point of view, make perfect sense. And if you're trying to build an audience, if you're trying to get your message out there, get the message about your product out there, three things that Alex Jones does that you need to be paying attention to, that you need to also be doing in your marketing as well. So number one, fear sells. Now, people always hate on Alex Jones. One of his biggest detractions is that he's a fear monger. He's constantly spreading fear. He's a fear monger. I mean, I hear that so often when talking about Alex Jones, people are always like, oh, he's just a fear monger. I can't stand that guy. So here's the deal. Fear sells. Is fear mongering a bad thing? I don't really think that it is. I guess maybe there's a differentiator. What's the difference between fear-mongering and agitating? So in copywriting, we have this thing, this time-tested template that's called problem, agitate, solution. Not problem, reaction, solution. Problem, agitate, solution, which is a little bit different. And basically, it's founded on the knowledge that people don't take action unless they understand the dire situation or the direness of the situation. People are more apt to suffer with things silently than actually take care of the problem. People are more likely to not take the desired action, not take the action that could actually solve their problem if they can just deal with the problem and suffer in silence. So in order to get people to take the action that they need to take, sometimes you have to agitate their fears. Sometimes you have to let them know, hey, if you don't start working out, you could get fat, you could get diabetes, you could have your legs amputated because that's what happens with diabetes sometimes. You might end up in an early coffin. You might end up missing out on your children's graduations. Yeah, you're fat. Yeah, right now it's a little bit unhealthy. Yeah, right now it's a little bit It's not the most ideal situation, but you can live with it. So I need to paint the picture of how bad it could possibly get. I have to show you, I have to take you to the point where you're literally in a casket dying 3 days before your daughter graduates, and show you how bad it can be to get you to take the action that you need to take, to change your diet, to change your lifestyle, to avoid the path of dying an early death from diabetes. Because right now, it's just a little inconvenience. And if I leave it at just a little bit of an inconvenience, you're not going to take the action that I want you to take. I want you to improve your life. To get you to improve your life, I have to show you, I have to fearmonger, I have to agitate the problem to the point where it's crystal clear how bad things can get if you don't take the action that you need to take in order to solve the problem. So Alex Jones does that perfectly. Now, granted, he goes overboard sometimes. Sometimes, a lot of the time, he takes it to the extreme. I would definitely say he's guilty of fear mongering, but then again, not any more than people on the other end of the spectrum, say the far left media. Everybody's a Nazi, white supremacist, systemic racism. It's the same thing. It's fear mongering to the nth degree. It's letting people know how bad it could possibly get, how bad it could possibly be, so that they take the action that they want them to take, which is get out and vote for Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or whoever the case, Joe Biden, whoever the case may be. If you want people to take the action, it makes sense to not only let them know about that you understand their pain point, but to agitate that pain point, to push it to its logical extreme, to paint a vivid picture of how bad things can actually get. That way, people are looking at the situation from the worst possible outcome rather than from their current situation, which is, this is just a minor inconvenience. You want them to understand how bad things can get in order to take the proper action, and Alex Jones does that very well. It's problem, agitate, solution. And if you don't, so here's the deal. If you're selling umbrellas, you have to, and it's a bright sunny day outside like it is today where I'm at, an umbrella is not going to sell very well. You have to let people know, hey, there might be a storm coming tomorrow. And if you don't have an umbrella tomorrow, your clothes are going to get soaked. You're going to look really soggy when you go to that meeting. You might catch a cold. You might catch pneumonia. You might die. So I know it's sunny outside right now, but this is how bad it can get. So buy a freaking umbrella. If you're selling umbrellas, you have to let people know about how bad the rainstorm can be. If you're selling water filters, you got to let people know how many chemicals could be in the water. That's just the way that it is. So number one, fear sells. And Alex Jones does a great job of using fear to make his sales. Number two, be divisive. So when it comes to Alex Jones, he is super divisive. People either love him or hate him. There's very few people that are like me in the middle, and we're kind of indifferent to him. And so he does a great job on being divisive. He does a fantastic job of creating that divisive nature amongst his audience. When people are indifferent, they don't take action. If there is a love interest in your life or somebody who's really attracted to you, but you're indifferent about it, how likely is it that you're going to commit to marrying that person and making all their dreams come true? If you're just like, yeah, I could give or take this person. So-and-so's cute, but I mean, I'm not really that impressed. That's not going to work out for you. So, or not going to work out for them, at least. If they're trying to sell themselves on you, they need to make it to where you're not indifferent. Otherwise, you're not going to take action. They need you to be passionate about them. Passionate people take action. So you have to be divisive. If you want people to take action, you have to arouse passion in those people. And if you're going to, passion goes both ways. If you're going to arouse passion in your supporters, you're going to arouse passion in your detractors. If you're going to have people that love you, you're going to have people that hate you. And the only way to make sure that you have people that love you is to evoke that passion in them. But that passion, it's a two-way sword. If you use that passion to create people that love and adore you, you're going to create people that hate you. You're going to create people that can't stand you. It's just the way that it goes. So You have to know your market. You have to know the people that follow me, the people that I'm trying to appeal to, the people that I'm trying to ultimately make sales to. What are they passionate about? What are the issues that they are willing to take a stand on? What are the things that they're adamant about? And you need to take that stand with them. You need to say, hey, I'm right here by your side. I'm willing to throw rocks at that enemy with you. I'm willing to call out the BS of the people on the other side. You have to be divisive. You speak with them, you speak for them and against their enemy, against the people that they stand against, and they'll bond with you and they'll unite behind you. And when people come and attack you, those people that have bonded with you, the people that by dividing your audience, the people that have gone with the we love you side, when people on the other side come and attack you, those people will double down. They'll be like, oh no, you just don't understand. You think that Alex Jones is a fear monger, but he's just trying to let you know what's going on. Same thing with anything that you market. You're going to have people that hate you. You're going to have people that love you if you're doing it right, if you're intentionally being divisive. And when you get attacked by the people that hate you, the people that love you will rally behind you. So it's very important to be divisive. If you're not divisive, if you're always playing the middle ground, which is what most businesses, one of the biggest mistakes that most businesses do is they're like, well, we want to make our product for everybody. We don't want to alienate anybody. We want to make sure that everybody knows that our product is for them. Well, by doing that, if you play the middle ground, no team is going to want you on their team. No particular group of people is going to want you on their team. Nobody's going to be passionate about bringing you onto their team. If you want people to be passionate about rallying behind you, rallying behind what it is that you sell, rallying behind your particular message, you have to be divisive. You have to say, this is where I stand. This is who I'm for. This is who I serve. This is who my product is for. This is who my message is for. And everybody else be damned. If you're trying to please everyone, you're going to end up pleasing nobody. So you need to know who it is that you're going to please. You have to go for them 100% of the way, and you have to be willing to sacrifice every single other person out there. All right, number three. The third thing that Alex Jones does phenomenally is he's entertaining. You have to be entertaining. So it came out recently that Alex Jones is just acting. that's probably oversimplifying it. He was in a divorce court proceeding with his ex-wife now, I think. They're divorced now. And custody came up. And one of the things that she brought up in the court proceedings is, my husband is a crazy person. And he had to come out and say, look, Alex Jones on the InfoWars radio program, that's a persona. I'm acting. I'm method acting. And he is. And people were mad about that. People were like, what do you mean? You're just an actor. Alex Jones is just a... Like, on both sides, people got pissed that Alex Jones is acting. He's supposed to. Here's the thing. Teachers don't get paid as much as actors and athletes do. Actors and athletes get paid more, not because of some crazy conspiracy. Actors and athletes get paid more because people value entertainment over education. It's just the way that it is. It's not our fault as entertainers. It's the market's fault. The market chooses that they would rather be entertained than educated. It's just the way that it is. It's the way people are. A lot of marketers want to go out and create podcasts and create blog posts and create email sequences and create social media, and they want to add value in all these different venues. And you get told you got to educate your people. You got to deliver valuable emails that teach them all this valuable stuff. And I say that's bad advice. Alex Jones does it right. He, especially when it comes to like free content, because his whole thing is for the most part, it's based off of free content. His YouTube channel, his radio show, it's all free content. And in that free content, he's entertaining. You have to be entertaining with just a pinch of education. I'm not saying it's got to be 100% entertaining, but when people are going to free content, they want something that's going to entertain them. When people want hardcore teaching, those people that are like, look, I really value what you do, but I want just the hardcore meat and potatoes of what it is that you do. I don't need to be entertained. I just need the hardcore valuable stuff. Those people are going to be willing to pay. So all of the hardcore teaching, save that for the stuff that's behind your paywall. Save that for the stuff that is only for the people that actually pay you. For the free content, for your social media posts, for your YouTube channel, for your podcast, make sure that you're doing entertaining stuff there, because that's what keeps people coming back. Alex Jones gets on air, he yells at the camera, he rips his shirt off, he paints his face like the Joker, he runs around like a crazy person. He entertains his audience. He knows what he's doing. Yes, he has a little bit of information in there, but it's a lot of entertainment with a little bit of information mixed in. Ben Settle's got like the greatest emails in the world. I've been on Ben Settle's mailing list for going on over two years now. I actually pay for his newsletter. The thing that he sells in his newsletter or in his emails, I actually pay for it. I've been on his email players newsletter for like 6-7 months now. I still get his emails. I still open his pitch emails because they're entertaining. They have great lessons in them, but they're entertaining. They're fun to read. And like I said, I already bought what he sells, but I still open up his sales emails because I like reading them. I enjoy reading them. If you're trying to attract people with free content, whether it's social media posts, whether it's podcast episodes, whether it's email marketing, whatever the case may be, if you're trying to attract people with your free content, don't exclude education, but make sure that you're delivering the education in a way that's entertaining, because that's what's going to keep them coming back for more. And if they don't keep coming back for more, if they don't keep tuning into your podcast episodes, if they don't continue opening up your emails, if they don't follow your social media posts, if you're not entertaining and you're not pulling them back in for more, you're not going to make any sales. So yeah, you need to add a little bit of education, but most of it, I would say like the 80-20 mix, 80% entertaining for your free content, 20% education. That's probably a really good mix. All right, so let's recap real quick. What are the three things that Alex Jones does very well that make him a marketing genius? Number one, fear sells. You got to agitate. You got to explain the problem. You got to agitate the problem before you deliver what the solution is going to be. Number two, he's very divisive. You got to be divisive. You can't attract people without repelling people. And then number three, you got to be entertaining. That's how you hold an audience. If you're not entertaining, you're not going to hold an audience. All right. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. I hope that you can get past the fact that they're turning the frickin' frogs gay. And I hope that you can take some of the things that Alex Jones does and realize that they can apply to your marketing. They can actually help you sell more of whatever product it is or whatever service it is that you sell. My name's Nathan Frazier. I'm the High Priest of Propaganda. If you enjoyed this, make sure that you subscribe. You can go to iTunes, give us a rating and review, and check out more of my work over at copyandfunnels.com. And I'm out of here. Deuces.
Free minds, free markets, free people.